This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Focused on the U.S. southern border, the administration of President Donald Trump is out to speed up initial screenings of migrants seeking asylum, saying it wants interviews done within one calendar day. Border officers usually wait 1 or 2 days to interview those who are detained after crossing into the United States. Immigration Services spokeswoman Jessica Collins told VOA the expedited process better aligns with today's operational realities. Critics charge it will give immigrants too little time to prepare for their interviews or to recover from their often dangerous journeys. During their credible fear questioning, migrants must show there is a compelling chance they'll be persecuted in their home countries if they return. No word on when the new procedure will go into effect. California has become the first state in the U.S. to offer taxpayer-funded health benefits to young adults who are living in the country illegally. The Trump White House has condemned the move. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed the bill into law, making low-income adults ages 25 and younger eligible for the state's Medicaid program, regardless of their immigration status. Supporters say it's a way to improve the health of migrants by providing them with access to medical care. But President Trump has called it crazy. State officials expect the plan to cover about 90,000 people, costing taxpayers about $98 million. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The United States says its impending arms sales to Taiwan are designed to promote peace and stability in the Asia-Pacific region, and that Washington is not changing its one-China policy. Beijing has demanded that the U.S. cancel a State Department-approved deal for an estimated $2.2 billion worth of military equipment with the island nation, which China claims is a breakaway province. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a mobile app you can use. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. agents have returned a group of Central American asylum seekers to the southern border city of Nuevo Laredo, Mexico. AP correspondent Mike Rossia has a report.
10 migrants who crossed the border Monday seeking asylum in the United States were sent to Nuevo Laredo, Mexico Tuesday to await processing of their applications. Nuevo Laredo, which sits on the banks of the Rio Grande across from Laredo, Texas, becomes the fourth Mexican border city in the program, formerly known as the Migrant Protection Protocols. The other Mexican cities where migrants are being sent to await U.S. asylum processing are Tijuana, Mexicali, and Ciudad Juarez. Several civil rights organizations have sued the U.S. government over the migrant protection protocols. I'm Mike Rossia.
Volkswagen will end production of its Beetle car model after the last one rolls off the assembly line at its plant in Puebla, Mexico today. Heavily identified with hippie culture of the 1960s, the car's fame was solidified in 1968 with the Walt Disney film The Love Bug. Volkswagen explains cult is not necessarily synonymous with sales, and so today's milestone end of production. A new report finds companies in high-emission industries are not doing enough to respond to climate change. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports from London.
The London-based Transition Pathway Initiative examined over 270 publicly listed companies and concluded that almost half don't adequately consider climate risks. A quarter of the companies examined didn't report their greenhouse gas emissions at all. In addition to examining companies' records on emissions, the initiative assessed the quality of management when it comes to addressing climate change. Climate change policy is becoming an increasingly important factor for large funds trying to decide which shares to buy. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A federal judge's rule, the U.S. Justice Department cannot change its legal team as it looks for ways to include a citizenship question in the 2020 census, saying that the department had provided no reason, let alone satisfactory reasons, to appoint new lawyers. The Trump administration says it will take action this week that would add the question to the census form, but has not explained how. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled last month the administration's reason for wanting to include the question, "Are you a U.S. citizen?" to protect minority voting rights seems to have been contrived. Critics say the real aim is to discourage immigrants from participating in the census, leading to an undercount of their population and a cut in federal funding, especially in urban areas where immigrants tend to live. President Trump says the British ambassador to the United States, Kim Darroch, is, quote, a very stupid guy. A new taunt aimed at undercutting the envoy's leaked assessment that Mr. Trump is inept and incompetent. Gene Randall, VOA News.